Kum Lenin Ablav Gemara on Pei Beis Amud Aleph, and we gave a mashal explaining Rabbi Akiva. He holds that all kabbanis, if you brought it inside, the blood inside, it becomes pasul, even though the pasuk says kol chatas. Chatas doesn't mean chatas, means all kabbanis, because we're talking about chatas till now. So why is he mentioning chatas? Tell you all kabbanis. Maskif Lord Abhuna Brei Rabbi Shua. We're up to about 10 lines from the top. Maskif Lord Abhuna Brei Rabbi Shua. Abhuna Brei Shua has a question. Question Mehdi, and he asked the question of Rabbi Yehuda's explanation of Rabbi Akiva. Mehdi, let me ask you. Israbu kolkochim. The pasuk before that talks about when you're not allowed to have noise, you're not allowed to over. So the kelim, the vessels that you use in the base of Migdash, you have to kasha. The clay kelim, earthenware kelim, you cannot kasha. You have to break them. But all the clay nechayshes, the copper ones, you kasha. And it says in the pasuk that you do the merika v'shtifa. So when it comes to merika v'shtifa by rinsing in and out, and you kasha them, even though we're talking about over there, we learned that all kabbanis, even though it talks about katas, we're talking about all kabbanis. Is chata the cause of Rachman Olamali, if he meant all kabbanis again, why then limit, say, the word only chatas? When it comes to this particular thing of bringing the blood inside when it shouldn't, the only carbon that's possible is a chatas, not the other kabbanis. The haladam, if you want to be an analogy, it's similar to the other way around. Talmid, shemazig, l'rabbi, a student who was serving his master and pouring the wine, mixing it, bein b'cham, bein b'tzayin, and he wasn't really particularly using hot water, cold water. Amalai, then his master, his rebbe says to him, al timzag li elachamin, I want you only to mix it with the hot water. Which means only hot water. So if we're talking about all kabbanas, and then we limited to chatas, he meant only a carbon chatas, the blood, if you brought it inside, it's possible. Ella time at Rabbi Akiva. So why does Rabbi Akiva say that's talking about all kabbanis when the pasuk says chatas? Mechata, it could have said mechatas, and it says instead v'kol chatas. It says v'kol chatas as sheyuvim medamba. All chatas. I mean, what was all mean? The Tanya we learned chatas. It says chatas. Ainly ella chatas. I would have thought only a carbon chatas. He brought the blood inside. It's possible. Kachim, kachim, and I know all other kabbanas that are considered kachim, kachim, we are limited to eating the base of English. Tamil Leimit, it says the pasuk, kol chat, it said kol chatas. But actually, it doesn't say kol all, it says vikol. And what's the and come to teach you? Kachim, kalim, and I, how do you know even kachim, kalim, those kabbanas you can eat anywhere in Israel? Tamil Leimit, vikol chatas. And all the chatas. Divi Rabbi Akiva.
The vav, which is
the vav adds, no, kol is meisiv kachim, kachim, and the vav adds kachim, kalim. Good morning. Even if you, I agree with you that kol and the chol comes to add, but you don't add things outside of karma chatas. The tetikos is chatas. You're adding things within karma chatas itself. What do you mean within karma chatas itself? Over adding a karma chatas, because this is how you're supposed to learn. Ain the yellow chatas yachid, individual chatas, if the blood is brought inside, it's possible. Chatas tibim nine, high know the karma chatas from a community like a chayyid or something, high know that if you brought the blood inside, it's possible. Tamalayim kol chatas. And what is the end? Ain the yellow chatas zoch, all I know is a male. Chatas nekeva, female, menayin, a male is a nasi, brings, if he did a mistake, and he brings a male. Everyone else brings a female. Tamalayim vichal. If you want to clap your line, what are you talking about? Just the opposite. Clap your line means literally which direction you're going. But it means, punfakert. Most, the vast majority of kamachatas are female. Only one exception is a male. So they should have said, all we know is a female. How do you know a male? You must be right. All I know is a female, which is predominantly the kamachatas that is brought. Chatas ochem and nine. How do you know a male? Tamalayim vichal chatas vichal. Says the Gemara. And a nasi yachid brings a zachar. That's already included. We have two limudim, two extras, kol and vikol. Right. So kol comes to teach you chatas, and the vikol teaches you, you know, so within the chatas yachid. Yeah, says one vayte v'sover Rabbi Yisrael. Does Rabbi Yisrael really hold? High krol lahochid asi that this pasuk v'chol chatas is coming to include any carbon chatas brought the blood inside. But Tanya Rabbi Yisrael uses it for something else totally different. Rabbi Yisrael liyomer kola inyan kula. He says the entire subject ain't a medarim. We're not even talking about an ordinary carbon chatas here. This pasuk, there's two psukim. There's one pasuk in the story of Nadav Aviyu, which is much later. And then there's the first thing in Tzav, which is telling you the dinim. In the dinim, the pasuk says the dinim. It says b'chol chatas asher yuva mid doma. Any chatas that you brought from its blood, and it's important mid doma from its blood. You shouldn't eat it and you should burn it. And then the next pasuk says Moshe Rabbeinu says to Aaron, the blood wasn't brought. Hein lo huva ez doma. He didn't bring the blood in. It doesn't say mid doma ez doma l'kodesh. Okay, so basically, remember these pasukim. So basically, it says the first pasuk that we're talking about till now is not talking about an ordinary kamechatas. It's talking about parim hanisrafim, musa'idim hanisrafim. It says you have to burn it. It says be'esh tesodeh. We're talking about a parim hanisrafim, musa'idim. And the din is normally you take it, and after you sprinkle the blood, you take it, they take it out, so you burn it outside of three machnas. And over here, the pasuk teaches you, first of all, nobody's allowed to eat it. And we'll see that if it's pasul, you burn it inside the base of Midrash itself. And he says, the pasuk is talking about parim hanisrafim, lisraif psulein. If it became pasul, you don't take it outside the three camps like you normally do with a kosher parim hanisrafim, but rather, a base habira, you burn it inside the base of Midrash itself. And furthermore, the lama, and also to stare to give us a belay sasa, alechilasa, is a loy sasa, and eating it, regardless of whether it's pasul or kosher, you're not allowed to eat it. So the lechayda kilila basically holds that this pasuk is not talking about an ordinary karma chatas. So what do you give me a hold of Rabbi Shaglili saying? That is talking about only chatas, and he said chatas yachid, and chatas tzibah. It's not talking about chatas, it's talking about specific carbon, the part of man safi. Meanwhile, in the debate, Omro, they said to him, chatas, shenichas, domo lefnai lefni, minayim. And they asked him, so if this pasuk is talking about parim hanisrafim, where do you know that an ordinary chatas, if you brought the blood inside, is pasul? Amalami, he says, that I learned from Moshe Rabbeinu. Hein lehuva, Moshe Rabbeinu said to Aaron, the blood was not brought in. So what I answer, you're right. L'dvarav the Rebbe Akiva come out. Personally, they basically hold the pasuk is not talking about chatas, but it's parim hanisrafim. He said to Rebbe Akiva, you hold that it's talking about a chatas. You, Rebbe Akiva, hold that it's talking about a chatas. Even so, even though it's talking about a chatas, but it can't be. From the chatas, you can extrapolate that also the same thing applies to kotcha kalim and kotcha gotcha.
What's the Mishnah?
The Mishnah says this. Chatos, you have a carbon chatos. There's plenty of room. There's plenty of room. Yaakov, we want you back. We want you back.
I've got plenty of room. Come over here.
Oh, that's it. Come back.
We get him off.
It's impossible. Chatos, she kibble bishne kaisis. A carbon chatos that you receive the blood in two cups. Let's say there's a large quantity of blood that you receive them in two clay shars. What happens if yotze echad man l'chut? You're not allowed to take them outside the base. Pay bezim ra'al of the mission. You're not allowed to take them outside the base. But you did, but only one cup. What happens to the remaining cup? Is hapnimi kosher? The remaining cup is kosher. Okay, clear. Nobody argues. But what happens nichaz echad l'fnim? If one of the cups went inside the base hamikdash, which you're not allowed to either. What happens then with the remaining cup? Rabbi Yitzchak says, "Machshe b'chitzur Gula says the cup that remains outside, the good cup, is kosher. Why not? What's the difference if you take it outside and the remaining cup is kosher? You take it inside, the remaining cup is kosher. However, Chachamim paisel, Chachamim say no, is disqualified that both that you're not allowed to use the cup anymore. Oh, Rabbi Yitzchak, I don't understand.
Once it's outside,
once it brought it inside into the base of Mikdash, even the Heichel, not the Holy Oil, even the Heichel.
Okay. The cup which you brought outside remains passer or passel, or both of them become passel?
That's the question. The one that you brought inside is definitely passel. What about the one that's remaining outside? Yeah. So basically says kosher. Basically says, I don't understand your logic. Madach, we all agree that if you took one cup outside, it's passel. The remaining cup inside is passel. And we know that outside is stricter than inside. How do I know that? When it comes to pigle, if you had a mind that you're going to eat it outside the Beis HaMikdash, for example, the carbon is passel. But if you had a mind you can eat it inside the Beis HaMikdash, even though you're not supposed to, it does not become possible. So which is more chomer, the outside? And yet we say if you took one cup physically outside, the remaining cup is kosher. So how can it be that if you took one cup inside, where pickle doesn't even matter, and the remaining cup is possible? Doesn't make sense. Ma even mokun shemachshava peiselus bechutz. Ma the place where if you had a machshava, you can do it outside. Lo also samashir ki yitzei. It does not in any way ruin the carbon. So mokum she'ein ha machshava peiselus befenim. And the remaining cup, it remains kosher. So makim in a place you ain't a machshava peiselus b'fnim. If you had a mind to let's say eat inside base of Mikdash, nothing happens. Or sprinkle upon the base, nothing happens. Ain't a din. Surely shle nasa mashiya kinichnis. Surely that the remaining cup should be kosher. That's his argument. So the whole gemara will be this continuing of that discussion. Then nichnis lechaper, if he brought it in, let's say, in order to sprinkle it on the mizbeach, that was the intention. Why did you bring the cup in? To sprinkle it on the mizbeach, even though it belongs in the outer mizbeach, you thought you'll do it on the inner mizbeach. We have a braisa. You always have a braisa. Fills in all the missing dots. Missing blanks. If you brought the blood inside the base of Mikdash in order to spray it on his bayach, afa pishul a kippur pasul. No, you probably didn't do that. The fact that you brought it in and you had that machshava already passes it. Tivra belezer. Rab Shimon says no. Adchi yichaper. No. Only if you actually used it, you actually sprinkled it, then it becomes pasul. But if you didn't spring it, you just brought it in, you can take it right back out. Nothing happened. If
what
you
don't machshava. Shimon doesn't hold
the... No, you're talking about you physically brought the blood. It's before we made an assumption, you brought the blood in that it's possible. So machlek is when does it become possible? If you had a mind to spray it on Mizbeach, it's possible only when you spray. Because it says a possible lechape b'kodesh. Lechape. So lechape is done through spraying. So he says the only time it becomes possible is if you had a mind.
Mamash, when you actually do the action. Right?
Of spraying. But if you brought it into the hechel, but you didn't do any action, you could take it right back out.
So that's what I'm asking. Does that mean that he doesn't hold that the machshava is mafsa?
Everyone agrees machshava is not mafsa. You have to physically bring it inside. But in bringing inside without the actual spraying.
His intention of bringing it in was to spray it or not to spray it.
Exactly. Rabbi Huda Amuda says, "Em hichnis shayge." He said, "If you brought it in by mistake, kosher kol hadamim." Kosher, it's kosher. He said, "If you brought it in by mistake, it is kosher. You can take it right back out." Now the Gemara says, "Kol the Mishnah says, kol hadamim psul lishnosu gavim zbeach." Any kind of tapasul dam, we know we have a tzitz. What does a tzitz do? Does the tzitz atone for any kind of psul or any specific psul? And we already had the Gemara before. And the Mishnah says here only for tamei. So any other psul like pickle dam. Or any other dam that became passed through some other way, kol hadamim anoisek psuli in shenosu gam esbeach lahirza hatzitz. The tzitz does not in any way have an effect on it. Ella ala tummy. The only thing that tzitz has an effect on is if its blood became tummy. In other words, even though we have a rule that once the blood is on the esbeach, you don't take it off. Imala lo yardu, but it's not matzah. Mashenkin blood that's tummy. It actually. It's meratzah. That means it atones, and you don't have to do the activity again.
So, long as the blood tummy, you say, is atonable, but the other one is so serious that it's not. Or it's
not serious.
That it's not.
Not serious. We have a pasuk. Yeah. The pasuk of tzitz is only by tuma. Only by tuma. So, this meratzah atonim ain't a matzah liyetsim. We'll see more later. We're going to invite Tanya. Now we're continuing the discussion of Yisagluli and Chum. Om Yisagluli and Kavuchemer. Look at that, Kavuchemer. You're telling me that the blood that went inside the remaining blood is possible. Does it make sense? Ma b'mokim. We'll repeat the first the conversation. Ma b'mokim shemachshav peiselus b'chutz. If you stand in the base of Midrash and you have a mind, you can spray the blood outside, or you can eat it outside. Like possible down shemachutz shemachnim. Yet if you took the blood outside physically, you took it in that place. The remaining blood inside is kosher. Mokim she'ein machshav peiselus b'fnim. So the place where the machshav is not possible inside. You know, if you had a mind to spray it inside the base of Midrash, ein adin shelayiv sel dam shemachnim shemachutz. So surely, if you physically brought it inside, it shouldn't in any way have an effect on the blood that remained outside. Now we have the conversation. It's a pasuk. It says a pasuk. Asheyuva, you brought midama. It says in the pasuk clearly in the first pasuk where it talks about the prohibition of bringing the blood inside. It says asheyuva midama. Even if you brought some of the blood, it renders the whole thing pasul. Is that filling mixes dama? So there's a kosher, even though you have a kavol chaimer, there's a kosher is against it. Fine. Okay, now that you established that, I'll say forget kavol chaimer leyoytze. Now that you've proven from a pasuk that if you brought the blood inside, the remaining blood outside is kosher. You say if you brought the blood inside, it passes the blood outside. So surely, if you brought the blood outside, it should pass the blood blood inside the Beis Hamikdash. Matter now, ma b'mokim she'ein machshav shel madrich, when the place of machshav has no effect. Bifnim, poysel dam shebifnim, eshebichuz, yet it's so powerful that if you brought one cup in, it renders the cup that you left outside possible. So mokim she machshav poysel b'chuz, a place where the machshav outside does possible. In other words, if you stood by the mizbeach and you had a mind to do it outside, it passes the carbon. Surely, in addition, she'ein shel dam shebichuz, eshebifnim, if you took one cup out, it should render the other cup, the remaining cup, possible. Amr, they said, we have another pasuk for that. Hadi Oimin, the next pasuk Moshe Rabbeinu says to them, he says, Asheyuva, it says, Asheyuva es hadam, all the blood. Hanichnas poisel, it says in pasuk, sorry, it says in pasuk, Asheyuva, that you brought in. The only time blood is pasul is if you actually brought it in. Hanichnas pasul, ve'en hayyotze pasul. Clearly the pasuk says, but if you took it outside, it does not in any way affect the blood that's still inside the Beis HaMikdash, in the Azorah. So he says, okay, now that we've established all that, let's tack and now say that if you, while you're spraying the base, it's a shechting outside the Azorah, had a mind to spray the blood in the base of Migdash, it should pass in the carbon. In a place where it does not pass. So madach the machshava which inside does not passel, and yet the blood passel. So surely with the machshava the blood passel. So we should say that the machshava inside, if I had machshava to do inside, should become passel now, because you tell me that it passes the blood. That's how powerful the inside is. That if you bring one cup inside, it passes the blood outside. So surely if you had a machshava to do inside, it should passel. So we answer for that. We already learned before the Gemara. It says the pasuk by Yema Shlishi. Why do we have to learn the whole din of Nisiv Yema Shlishi? So we learned out that the only time that one machshavas that are ruined is that if all three activities can be done sometimes, but right now it's aser. All three activities, which is dam and the basa and the evorim, and in the time of the bombers, you can do all three outside. So therefore, if in the times when the bombers were restricted, and you had any of those things in mind outside the pasul, Mashenkein, there was no bifnim in those times. Therefore, there's no, you don't have the din of pigle for inside. Makom she yehei mishulus bedam bebasa bemurim. Only not place. Anyone write it? Okay. So he continues. V'loy tehei machsheva peiselas b'chus ebazei. Now that we've established that the machsheva is not possible inside, even though inside is so strict, the din should be the machsheva should not possible outside. For the same token, the inside is so powerful that if you brought one cup in, the remaining cup is a puzzle. Yet a machshava peiselas b'fnim. You tell me if I had a mind to spray it inside, it doesn't puzzle. So makom shaloi puzzle dam shebechutz b'fnim, where you find if you take the blood outside, does not in any way affect the blood that remains by the azara. Ain't it? Surely there should be shaloi peisel machshava chutz. If you had a machshava chutz, should be puzzle. Tamalei meshlishi. The commentator puzzle shlishi that know that if you have a mind chutzles man. If you had those things in mind, it's possible. Basar, how you ate your chutz. Now, what about flesh? Okay, we talked about dam. What about basar? If you took it outside, it is possible. But if you took it inside, it is kosher. So, what it says, and we'll soon see how we know that. So if you took part of the meat of the carbon outside, it's called yaitzei and it's possible. If you brought it into the heichel, just bring it back out and eat it outside. In Nazar, says the Gemara, logic says shepossel should be possible. But ma b'mokim should be possible. Nam shebchutz madach outside, which is weaker, it doesn't in any way impact on the blood that's remained inside. Yet basar hayyaitzei lechutz possible. Any meat that went outside is possible. So mokim shepossel nam shebchutz in the inside, which is so much more chomer that it does affect the blood that remains by the mizbeach. Surely, baster hanichnas b'frim. If you bring meat inside the heichel, ain't a din sheis. It should be pasul. What's the logic? Why should it be kosher? So we answer again. Oh, psukim hari oimer says the pasuk mid dama. The only thing that's pasul if you bring inside is blood. So we dash in dama v'loy b'sara or b'sara. Dama v'loy b'sara. Nu kavuchemer. Let's make kavuchemer now.
So with blood, when you took it out, you said if it goes out, then what remains is okay.
Yes.
You can complete the
other. That's right.
With meat,
not some of the remains, talking about the meat itself you took out.
Yeah, but you took part of it, you took the whole meat.
But I mean, part of whatever, we're talking about the meat that you took out. We're not talking about the impact on the meat inside.
So the meat you took out puzzles everything?
No.
Only what's gone out?
You're gone out. But the meat inside, you can just bring it back out and eat it outside. So we want to know the logic. Okay, so now you told me that the meat is a special puzzle, that bringing the meat in the heichel doesn't puzzle it. So it didn't should be that also going out should be puzzled. Hey, but let's make kavuchem faket. Kavuchem ma'at, let's make kavuchem now, just the opposite. Uma b'mokim shepuzzle, down shebifnim, shebichuz madach, inside, which is so chama when it comes to blood, that it impacts on the blood even remaining outside that is puzzled. So the chayda basar hanichnas lefnim kosher, and yet the meat that comes inside is kosher. So everyone agrees that the blood outside has no impact of bearing on the blood inside. So the din shekosher. So the din surely should be if you took meat outside the Beit HaMikdash, just bring it back in. Again, we have a pasuk. So anytime he gets stuck with a kavuchemer, we bring a pasuk. It says the pasuk basar basada. field, meat out in the field. The field has no mechitzas. That means you took it outside of the mechitzas, outside the environs. You took it outside of the Beis Hamikdash. Treifa, which is treifa, lo yisrech, you should eat it. Kivan sheyotza basar chutz lemechitzas in asar. Since you took the meat outside of the mechitza, it is asar.
But it loses its kedusha.
Just look at Rashi Besada, four lines on the top. What is Bilim from Besada? Beloy Mechitza. Besada means an open area. Mashma v'dorishle v'dashim l'chol basa, any meat. Shetom Mechitza. That requires Mechitzas. And you took it to a place.
Pnim.
Exactly. You took it to an area which is a Sada, which has no Mechitzas. Treifa hu b'yaitze. Because treifa just by eating. But like Seichem, don't eat it. Okay. And v'dam ha'yaitze kavachem v'basar asi. And the blood then we learn from kavachem from basar. Because, and also from the pasuk came the word Yidama. Talking about Vayte, talking about we learned, it says, Penima, you brought the blood, it says, Moshe Rabbeinu said to him, you didn't bring the blood inside, it said, Kodesh Penima. What do you mean, Kodesh Penima, those two words? Talking about we learned, the page, base on the base, in the middle of the page. Talking about we learned, Penima, ain't the Ella Penima, all we know is, you brought it inside, Heichel Menai. Penima means the Kodesh Kodashim. If you brought the carbon into the Kodesh Kodashim, how you walked in there, basically, if you walked in the Kodesh Kodashim, with the carbon, it's possible. Hey, how do you know if you brought in the Kodesh, the antechamber, the room before that? How do you know that is possible? Tamalayim, if it says, Kodesh Pnima. It says twice, Kodesh Pnima. So we know that Pnima means the Kodesh Kodashim, and Kodesh means Heichel. Freddy Gemara, the Yemek Kodesh. So just say Kodesh. Kodesh means the Heichel. Valtayim Pnima. Madach, you cannot bring it into the Kodesh. Kodesh, you can't bring the Kodesh Kodashim. Omar Rabba says, Rabba, very simple. You know why you have to say both? You need both because one is teaching you about the other. In other words, if the Torah would only said Kodesh, you would rather assume Kodesh means the holiest place, Kodesh Kodashim. It's because the Torah says two words, Kodesh Pnim, and you can ask me, it's repetitive, so I'm going to say one is talking about Kodesh Kodashim, and the other one is Kodesh. So the only way we know it's talking about Kodesh is because you have two words. Where else do you find such a bar? We have Gemara Kedushin. Gemara Kedushin, immediately, the Havi, Atosha, Vesach, an Eved, Ivi, that belongs to a Kohen, is not permitted to eat from Truma. Regardless of whether he's only in the first 6 years, regardless of whether he's a Nitza, he decided to pierce his ear and remain until Yevul. Both cases, he cannot eat Truma. How do I know? The Tanya we learned, it says in Pasik, Toishiv Kohen V'Seichel should not eat Kodesh. So it says Toishiv means permanent. Is that Kono Kinyan Olam, a permanent Eved? Sachir, that he's a hired worker, is a Kinyan, Kono Kinyan Shanim. And therefore, both of them cannot eat Truma. So the obvious question is, if you tell us that a Toishiv, a guy working there for 50 years, cannot eat Truma, obviously, if you're already working for 6 years, you can't eat Truma. So Yema Toishiv, let us just say Toishiv, a Yema Sachiv, and Yema would say, Kono Kinyan Olam, a guy is there forever. Einu Oichel cannot eat Truma, Kono Kinyan Shanim, a Kosh Kinyan, so if you're only there for 6 years, surely you can't eat. No, because if the Torah would only sit written one, I always limit it to the smallest chiddush possible. Ilu kein ha'yisi yom, if that would be, I would say, toishiv, I would then translate. You know what toishiv means? 6 years is also a long time. You can call a person a toishiv. Toishiv is a kind of kinyushanim. If you know, in many countries, 2 years, you're already considered a toishiv and you're a full citizen. Toishiv, I would have thought 6 years, you're definitely called a toishiv. Avo, konu, kinyan, I would have thought, but if you're there for 50 years, that's not a toishiv. You're mamish part of the furniture there. Maybe hey oichel, maybe you'll add it to him. Therefore, bosachiv, a limit of toishiv. That's why the Torah has to write both, sachin and toishiv. So then I'll ask myself why it says twice. I'll say one is coming for the smaller chiddush and one for the greater chiddush. Shazek, konu, kinyan, I love that konu, kinyan, shanim. Vein oichel, you don't eat. Amaleb.
Punishment, but
a
guy's only for 6 years, it's not
relevant. It's not a question of punishment. No, Chayin is a problem, he's not a Kohen. He has to belong to a Kohen. So I would think, which is more the property of a Kohen? A guy who's always there or a guy who's leaving any day? Omale Abaye, so the Abaye, I don't understand. How can you even compare the two? Bishleim, Hasim, Trey, Gufin, they're two different people. One is a Nirtza and one is a regular Evidivri. So therefore, two different people. So therefore, if you tell me by one, I can't automatically know by the other person. But all the Torah had to do was to say the word Nirtza, would dispel all the issues, and I right away know that what we're talking about. The Torah has a habit sometimes, instead of writing a Fadish, it allows us to use our logic. It could have just said Nirtza. In other words, because they're two separate people, Maybe we don't understand. The dinim are different. Maybe, like Moshe says, there's a different logic somehow or another that for some odd reason.
Because I misunderstood. Yeah. Because the thing is, an avid Kanani.
Oh, that's different. He's Gufa Kaniloi.
So yeah. What do you do with somebody, a Yidu's Mochotim, what is his status compared to the Avid Knani?
Yeah,
so you can say that the Yovel is a close to Avid Knani, therefore he can eat.
Yeah, that's what he's saying here. Yeah. So by them, because they're two separate people, I can say maybe there's no logic to it. The Taita just decided that a Nitz is the one who cannot eat Truma, maybe because of Knas, whatever it is, and Eved Yivi could eat Truma. Maybe that's what the Taita wants. We don't know. We need the Taita to tell us. So it's two different people. So either the Taita could have just told us Nitz, and then automatically make a Kavu Chaymer. Taylor sometimes could have written one word and decided to allow logic. Fine. Alahach over here. There's no way of entering the Kodesh or Kadoshi without first entering the Kodesh. So why would you even have to mention Kodesh? Just say Kodesh, which is Kodesh. And automatically I would know that a Kodesh Kodesh is, because it can get from point A to point B without going to point A. Oh, well, yeah, we'll see in a minute, yeah. My boy, what you doing? How can you get this? It already became possible. Elo, I'm gonna buy the Bible. You know, we talk about the Kodeshim, the Derech Meshupesh. It's two different ways. Maybe you came through a criminal way. You came through the Gagayim. You came through the roof. There's a sky window there. You came through the roof of the Kodesh Kodeshim. You didn't go by the Kodesh, and that's what the pasuk needs to tell you to Yisurim. What are you talking about? Well, Havok Sibi, if Taka went through the window, it wouldn't be possible. If you climbed through the window, got your with a stick of flesh to eat over there, hiding from everybody, from the carpet, it wouldn't be possible because it says, Derech Havaz, Ela Yuva, Hain Damala Huva, you didn't bring it in. Bringing it in means Derech HaMelech, the normal way.
The Kohen did the painting, bought some lunch, bought kotchim for lunch.
Yeah, exactly. Ela, Marav Zerav, so Rav is like this. You know why you need to psukim? Very interesting. Kol midi the because machshava plays a role in it. Kol midi the chashiv oleh lefnai lefnim. If you thought I'm going to eat this particular flesh of carbon inside the kodesh kedoshim, and you didn't make it there, they stopped you in the kodesh and you ate it there. Your taka didn't do an aveda. It's not possible. Loi mifsul behechel. Does that become possible? Or you just walked into the hechel intending to go, just like we had in the Mishnah Machlekes. If you brought in the hechel and you intended to sprinkle them as bech, does it become possible just by walking in, or you actually have to carry out the activity? Same thing here. You machshav was going to kedoshim. You didn't make it there. Boy, Rava says Rava Boro has a question. Pad helon dovash atzibur. What about a pad, a carbon, with the entire community made a mistake and did an aveda, and over there the thing is you have to spray it in the inner mizbech. And what happened was osir avoyde carbon the seir avoyde shehechnis damon lefnayin lefnim. You had to bring in the hechel by mistake. You brought in the kodesh kedoshim. What happens then? Mao. Do we say mi? I mean, do we say el kodesh prima? It says he said Moshe Rabbeinu said the bread was not brought into kodesh prima. So maybe when do we say it's possible kodesh kedoshim when kodesh is also possible? Moshe Rabbeinu said it wasn't brought in kodesh, nor was it brought in the prima. So what's the problem? So maybe when is a possible prima in the kodesh kedoshim only if it would have been possible had you brought into kodesh? So now that you brought in kodesh, it's possible as well. Over here is meant to be in the kodesh. It's meant to be in the heichel. Maybe tak is not possible. Call Heichel the Kodesh, La Kodesh, whatever we say, La Kodesh, that's why you're not allowed bringing into the Heichels and Aveda, then Kodesh, La Penima, then there's an Easter also Kodesh, Kodesh. I'm a call Heichel the like Kodesh, La Kodesh, La Kodesh, Penima. Maybe that's it. I don't know, perhaps, or the fact of the matter is, it's the wrong place. It belongs in the Kodesh. You brought in the inner sanctum, and therefore it's us in the Holy of Holies. The intim to learn, if you're going to argue and tell me Shalai Mekayim, the fact of the matter is in the wrong place. Who cares what you thought? The fact of the matter is in the wrong place, and therefore it's possible. What about part of his Soyin Kippurim? A part and Soyin Ovim Kippurim, Shehi, and there belongs in the Kodesh Kodashim. Remember the number of activities, 42 sprays altogether. And you brought the first ones in the Kodesh Kodashim, you're supposed to. And then you went to Heichel, and then you went back in the Kodesh Kodashim. How do we view it now? Shehi's the Medaman Alabadim. You did your activity that you had to do in Kodesh Kodashim. Then Vahitin Leichel, you went on to do your next activity, which is on the Mizbeach, and then the Hechli, you walk back into the Kodesh Kodashim. Ma, what do we say in this case here? Before you said Shalai ben Mekayman. Here, originally it was Mekayman. Okay, I finished my job and I moved out, but I went back. Is it still considered Shalai ben Mekayman, or do we say since originally you belonged there, it's not so bad? Me, I'm needing a Mekayman, it is the place, but you brought the first sprays over there. Once you walked out, You walked out. Can't come back in. The team is like, are you hover, nothing, nothing. Once you walked out, you walked out. What about Hizim Medan Brechis? Remember the three sets of sprays. One's in the Kodoshim, one is on the partition between the Treasure and the Kodosh, and then the Mizbech. So what happened? He sprayed on the section between the Mizbech and the partition. He sprayed it. Then he went to the Mizbech, and then he turns around and he goes back to that section. Do we call that also wrong place? Because he's not entitled to be there in that section between the Mizbech and the Parochis, even though it's in the same room, it's an open area, because it does, you have so different activity, you walk out. And then he went to the Mizbeach, brought it back to the Kodesh. Man, what's it in? There's no mechitzah there, anything else. It's all in the same room, the Heichel, so therefore, definitely, it doesn't come possible. The word that said the Yotzah, even though it's talking about Mizbeach, it means the Yotzah. So the Torah refers to it as Yitzia, so maybe it's not the right place. Teiku. We'll remain with the question and move on to our mission.